Welcome to the Uncle Eric Presents Crime Fiction Podcast, featuring classic radio shows, crime, murder mysteries, and suspense shows. We're so glad you tuned in for this current classic episode. But first, a few show comments and episode notes from Uncle Eric.
Welcome back, folks, to yet another exciting episode from the Uncle Eric Presents series. I'm so very glad you came to visit again, and hope you're enjoying listening to Uncle Eric's classic radio series. Today's episode is from the classic Mr. Keene, Tracer of Lost Persons series, titled, The Case of the Girl Who Sang Too Well. This exciting episode is brought to you by BoomerFlix.com. At BoomerFlix, you can watch thousands of the old classic television shows and rarely seen movies. Give BoomerFlix.com a visit. You'll just love it. Also, don't forget to visit UncleEric.com to see and listen to all the program categories and episodes. On a personal note, I really want to say a special thank you to all of the Patreon supporters for helping to keep Uncle Eric Presents online. Your support is truly appreciated. Thanks a million. Now, sit back and enjoy this great episode from the Mr. Keene, Tracer of Lost Persons series, titled, The Case of the Girl Who Sang Too Well.
Now, Mr. Keene, Tracer of Lost Persons. Tonight, our story opens in one of the great movie palaces of Broadway, the Palladium, where for 3 weeks, the stage presentation has been a sensational success. Skip Gordon's Revue, starring Lola Bennett.
My heart tells me I will cry again.
As the spotlight cuts across the vast theater to the stage, it falls on a beautiful golden-haired girl, Lola Bennett, singing in the wistful style that has made her a hit overnight.
Will I be sorry if I do? Could I believe my heart for you?
Come back, Lola! Come back and take another bow.
Thank you, Skip.
And make a little speech for our audience, won't you?
You've been wonderful to me. I don't know how to thank you.
Hold it, everybody. Hold it. Lola will be back with another song later. Meanwhile, a little novelty number from our orchestra, a special arrangement of that outstanding hit, Pistol Packin' Mama. Take it away, maestro, while yours truly cools off in the wings.
Oh, Skip.
Yeah, Joe?
I've been stage manager here 10 years. I've never seen a gal win over a crowd like Lola.
Swell kid.
Wow, what are they doing out there?
Just a pistol sound effect in the number, don't you like it?
I'll take a blockbuster.
Hey, where is Lola? I thought she'd be here in the wings.
She ducked back to her dressing room, Skip, to fix her makeup.
Hey, it's time for Lola to go on again.
Well, I'll run down and knock on her door, huh?
Okay, I'll signal the band to do another chorus meanwhile.
On stage, Lola! On stage!
Well, Joe, what gives?
No answer.
Well, look inside.
She's not there.
But it can't be.
I'll ask the doorman if she went out.
Well, hurry, Joe. Will you hurry?
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah, Joe?
Have you seen Lola?
Nope, not this way.
Lola!
Lola! Lola! Lola! Hey, Lola, baby, where are you? Lola! Where are you?
And you say, Mr. Gordon, that she hasn't been seen since she disappeared last night?
No, Mr. Keene. In all my years in show business, I've never known anything like it to happen.
You tried her home, Mr. Gordon?
Call me Skip, won't you? For sure we tried her home, and no soap. I don't get it, Mr. Keene. Especially since she knew we were going to give her a farewell party, too, after the show.
A farewell party?
Well, it was her last performance with my review. She goes into the Skytop Club this weekend, a star attraction. I made her take the offer.
How do you mean?
Well, I had her under contract ever since I found her singing in Cleveland 6 months ago. The minute she got the right song, she went over like wildfire. Now the Skytop wants her. Well, when they sent her the contract, she showed it to me and said,
No, Skip. I'm not signing that contract.
Oh, don't be crazy, kid. It doubles your pay. It gives you top billing.
Skip, you've been just wonderful to me. You taught me how to dress, to carry myself, to really sing. I'm not walking out on you.
Look, Lola, here's another contract. Yours and mine.
Well? You've torn it up.
I'm no jail warden, baby. You're heading straight for the top, and I'm not holding you back. Not on your life, baby.
Skip, that was very generous of you.
Generous, Mr. Keene? I love Lola. Even though I've never told her.
Never told her?
She wouldn't even have looked at me. Oh, but find Lola, Mr. Keene. That's all I'm asking. Find Lola.
Well, the place to start is obviously the Palladium, where she was last seen. That's a famous old house, as I remember.
Sure. In the old vaudeville days, we used to talk about making the Palladium. When you played there, it meant you were good. Still does.
And Lola made it with this engagement?
3 smash weeks.
All right, Skip. Let's go.
Charlie?
Why, hello, Mr. Gordon.
By the way, Mr. Keene, this is the stage doorman, Charlie Barnes.
How do you do?
Glad to know you, sir. Do you think you'll find her?
I'll do my best.
A swell little lady.
Incidentally, Charlie, you were on duty last night?
Yes, sir, Mr. Keene.
You're sure she didn't leave the theater?
Well, she couldn't have. Not without creating a riot.
Why?
The place was surrounded with autograph hounds.
Oh. Well, now, Skip, if we could have a look in her dressing room.
Oh, sure, right this way. I told the house manager to leave it exactly the same as it was last night.
Good idea. Thank you, Charlie.
I'm glad to oblige you, Mr. Keene.
Well, Skip, I gather your review is staying on at this theater.
Yeah, another week, with a replacement for Lola. Here we are now. After you.
Thank you. The usual dressing room. Chair, dressing table, wardrobe trunk.
Yeah, that's right.
And telegrams of congratulation pasted up on the mirror.
Yeah.
Sing, canary, sing. I love you, I love you, I love you. Repeated 2 dozen times.
Yeah, the telegrams are mostly from Larry Reeves.
Reeves?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a well-known Broadway playboy, isn't he?
Yeah, with more money than's good for him, too, and more wives. Married 4 times, divorced 4 times.
I gather he wanted Lola for the 5th?
Yeah, I've been making quite a pitch. Even a smart kid like Lola got to believing him. They were almost engaged.
Almost?
Yeah, he sent Lola a ring last week. Diamond like a headlight. Did it burn him when Lola sent it back?
I suppose this is her costume trunk.
Yeah, that's right. Say, you don't think...
Is there a key around?
A key? There's one on the dressing table.
Well, we'll try it.
Gosh, I thought for a minute we were going to have a trunk murder.
These are her costumes, Skip.
Yeah, some of them. I remember others.
Oh? Where are they?
Well, I wouldn't know.
Oh, Skip! Hey, Skip!
Now, that's Tommy Tolan, my band leader.
Hey, Skip. We start the first show in 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know. This is Mr. Keene.
How do you do?
Oh, how do you do? Oh, yeah. You said you were going to ask him to... Hey, that reminds me.
Of what, Tommy?
Well, I wanted to mention it before, but I didn't want to talk out of turn.
Well, come on, give, Tommy, will you?
Well, you know my goofy saxophonist, Harry Forbes.
Yeah. Harry's had a crush on Lola for months, hanging around and pestering her day and night.
Well, right after you left the stage last night, Skip, and we started pistol packing Mama, remember?
Yeah.
Harry signals me. He whispers he's got to leave the stage. Well, he looks so crazy, I says, all right. So he slips out behind the drapes.
Very interesting.
And then I don't see him for 15 minutes. And the funny part about it...
What was so funny about it?
Oh, hello, Harry.
What was so funny?
All right. I'll say it right to your face, Harry. You walked off the stage carrying a gun.
We all had guns, phony guns for the pistol packing number.
Now, just a minute. Am I to understand you used guns, pistols, as stage props for the performance of the number Pistol Packing Mama?
Yes, Mr. Keene. But the rest of us had our guns on stage. He could have had his loaded.
Are you trying to say
that... If anybody wanted to shoot Lola, that was the time to do it. During all that noise.
You skunk.
No, your band leader is right, Forbes. It was his duty to tell us. Why did you go off the stage?
Oh, because I felt sick. I wanted to take a pill. I told him that.
Okay, okay.
Okay, nothing. One of these days you'll have to get yourself a new saxophone.
Now, hey, Harry, wait a minute.
Never mind, Skip. And thank you, Mr. Tolan, for this information.
Oh, I figured I had to tell you, Mr. Keene. That guy's wacky. Well, the curtain's in 5 minutes, Skip.
Yeah, I'll be there. Well, Mr. Keene, how does it add up to you?
It doesn't, yet. Better get along for your performance, Skip.
Your performance, yeah. You'll be sticking around.
Right here in the dressing room.
Okay.
Those telegrams. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Mr. Keene?
Yes?
I was waiting till the others went away.
Well, who are you?
I'm just a dresser around here. Take care of the performer's clothes.
Well?
Look, this note. She gave it to me last night. She said that if he came again, I was to give it to him. In the excitement last night, I forgot. You better have it.
Well, thank you.
Marie!
Oh, quick, put it in your pocket. That's Larry Reeves, Mr. Keene. You know, the playboy.
Hey, Marie, why didn't you answer when I called?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Reeves. I didn't hear you.
Any word yet about Lola?
No, Mr. Reeves, nothing.
Who's this? Anybody? Can't be. I don't know.
Thank you.
Little gold digger. She's done a run out on me.
She's not a gold digger.
Shut up.
I won't have you talk that way about her.
I know a kind playing hard to get. Come and find me. Well, when I do, I'll wring her little neck. I'll break every bone in her body.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Let's take a quick break. Do you love fun t-shirts, tank tops, and hoodies that make a statement? Well, at tdazzle.com, we have hundreds of fun designs so you can share your love for anything from hot rods, surfing, pets, holiday-themed, and many, many more fun topics. Give tdazzle.com a visit and shop cool tees, hoodies, and many more items. That's tdazzle.com. They make our program possible. Now back to our program.
Oh, he's just awful, that Mr. Reeves. Thinks that for money he can have anything. But Miss Bennett's not his kind.
What about this note?
She said to give it to him if he came around again to bother her.
She was expecting him last night?
Every night. The doorman was told to keep him out, but there's a way of coming through the front of the house, Mr. Keene.
I see.
Don't open that note here, please, sir.
Very well. And if Mr. Skip Gordon asks for me, tell him I went back to my office. Have you know, Miss Ellis, I don't make a practice of reading other people's mail.
But good heavens, this is a matter of life or death, perhaps. Oh, come on, what does it say?
Well, I'll read it. Dear Larry, I've sent back your ring, and that must end it. In my 26 years, I've found there is one quality in people that I cannot stand, selfishness. It once cost me a terrible lot, the worst years of my life. If I married you, it would be the same all over again.
Well.
So it must be goodbye. And please stop threatening me because it won't work. Lola.
Well, Mr. Keene?
Selfishness. The worst years of my life. What does it mean?
Yes, what?
As a matter of fact, Miss Ellis, we know almost nothing about Lola Bennett. Skip has known her only 6 months, and she's never talked of the past.
Well, what's the difference? This note points straight to Reeves.
And other evidence points to Forbes, the musician. No, I've got to know a whole lot more about that girl. And there's only one way to find out.
How?
You know the weekly newspaper Footlight?
Oh, sure, the Bible of show business.
Well, I'd like Mike Clancy to go back through their files and dig up every single mention that was ever made of Lola Bennett.
Right, Mr. Keene. Now get hold of Mike at once.
Two people under suspicion in the disappearance of Lola Bennett. And Mr. Keene goes on with his search. Now back to Mr. Keene's office and the continuation of the case of the lovely singing star, Lola Bennett.
But here you are, boss. I got three back numbers of Footlight that mention her.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
The first goes back about 8 years, when she was just a kid.
It's a review of a vaudeville act that opened in St. Paul. Billy, the Song and Dance Man. The reviewer says a strictly mediocre act that may do for the sticks, but will never make the Palladium.
Now, this paragraph here.
Accompanying Billy was a pretty little stooge called Lola Bennett, who had nothing to do but be sung at.
Now look at the second paper, Mr. Keene.
Dated 4 years later from Akron, Ohio. Now the act is called Billy and Lola. About this minor league vaudeville act that premiered here last night, nothing much can be said for or against the male half, Billy. But the little blonde who shared the bill, Lola Bennett, showed unusual promise. Two of her numbers, sung with refreshing sincerity, brought down the house. Very interesting.
Read that third item, boss. It goes back just 2 years.
Now the act is called Lola Bennett and Billy.
Right.
One of the most novel fan singers heard in these parts lately opened last night at the Star. A voice full of honey and captivating personality. Should go far with the right training. The act was completed by a novelty instrument number from Billy. Different, but was it good?
Well, boss, what do you make of it?
The old story of show business. The pupil outgrowing the master. Lola made the palladium, but Billy never did.
Billy, whoever he is. That's your private phone, boss.
Hello?
Hello.
Keene Company.
Keene, this is Harry Forbes. You know the saxophone player?
Yes. Good afternoon, Mr. Forbes.
I'm going to talk straight out. I want you to lay off me.
But, my dear fellow...
Don't try to put Lola's disappearance on me. I had nothing to do with it.
How did you ever get my private phone number?
From Skip Gordon, and I've warned him, too. Lay off me or else.
Or else what?
Lay off me, that's all.
Did you hear any of that, Mike?
I did. A maniac. But don't you think that he... Well, with the suspicions we got...
Well, never mind. I want to follow another lead now.
Well, sir?
Each of these reviews mentions other acts that appeared on the same bill, Mike. I'd like to find some of those other people.
It'll take a lot of digging.
But it may give us very valuable information. Try the booking agencies, Mike, and the actors' hotels at once.
Okay, I'm on my way, sir.
Well, it's nice, Mr. Keene, that somebody remembers me after all these years out of show business.
I gather, Mrs. Hall, that you once had a comedy act?
Wasn't much, but it made folks laugh.
On at least one occasion, you played the same theater with a song and dance man called Billy.
Billy? Sure. Kind of a sour puss.
Why do you say that?
Well, had his heart set on getting to Broadway. Wasn't good enough.
What was his surname, Mrs. Hall?
Surname? Billy. That's all he was ever called.
Do you remember his partner?
Oh, sure. Lola Bennett. He hired her in St. Paul after his regular partner walked out on him. She's doing fine these days.
But what's become of Billy?
Billy? Oh, well, I couldn't tell you.
Yes, Major Tiny? I'm looking for an old performer called Billy.
I remember him, Mr. Keene. My midget act trooped all over Canada with him one winter in a unit show.
Really?
My, but what his wife had to put up with.
Wife, did you say?
Yes, Lola Bennett.
Oh, they were married.
2 years by then, but they weren't happy. Billy was so jealous.
Of the fact that she was becoming more successful than he?
That's right, Mr. Keene. He took to drink. Actually beat her up one night. I tried to stop him.
Oh?
He threatened to walk on me. Oh, a bad character.
What was his surname?
I never knew.
Would you have a photograph of him?
No, sir.
Well, thank you. There's still one more chance.
Sure, I know, Mr. Keene. When I was hoping on a Jackson circuit, you see, I used to do a soft shoe number like this.
Charming, Mr. Foley, charming.
Yeah, but strictly passe. I'm working up a new routine now, like this.
If I may be so rude, Mr. Foley.
Yeah?
How were they getting on when you knew them?
Oh, terrible. You see, the booking agents was thumbs down on him.
Why?
Well, they said he crabbed the act. The ball and chain. The guy tried everything. He even worked up a novelty, a solo, and a song on five different instruments. You know, one after the other. Still no soap. But Lola stuck by him. Much good it did her. Guy was a maniac. Talking crazy all the time about making a palladium. Hitting Broadway. Well, it got so bad, she finally had to divorce him.
I see. By the way, what instruments did he play in that novelty number?
Clarinet. fiddle.
The saxophone, too?
Yeah, saxophone, all right. Yeah, that was his best.
Would you, by any chance, have a photograph of him?
A photo? Let's see, well, once in Buffalo...
Yes?
We all gave a hospital benefit, and the newspapers took photos.
Could you find that photograph?
Well, now if I dig around in my press book, I might. Hey, let's have a look.
Keene and Company.
This is Skip Gordon, Mr. Keene.
Oh, good morning, Skip.
I haven't heard from you in days. Any news, Mr. Keene?
There may be tonight. I can reach you at the Palladium still?
Yeah, we're on for the rest of this week. You know, I got some news for you.
Really?
Harry Forbes, the saxophone player, walked out of the band last night, and we can't locate him. That puts the finger on him, I guess.
It would certainly look like that.
If he's the guy, if he's harmed Lola in any way...
Well, Skip, to be perfectly frank, I'm afraid somebody has harmed her.
Mr. Keene? Who? How?
I'll probably have the answer for you tonight. Meanwhile, I must use the phone for a very important call.
Okay, see you tonight.
Hello?
Sky Top Club.
Good. I'd like very much to talk to your manager. Good evening, Charlie.
Good evening, Mr. Keene. Any luck yet locating Lola Bennett, Mr. Keene?
Yes and no.
I don't get it.
In a few minutes, a package may arrive here at the Palladium for me. Ask the delivery man to wait before bringing it in. I want to talk to him.
Yes, sir.
Meanwhile, where's Mr. Skip Gordon?
On stage, introducing a number.
By the way, Charlie, the night that Miss Bennett disappeared, was anything moved out of here?
No, sir. But something came in. Some props for our next stage show.
I see.
Well, Mr. Gordon should be coming off the wings any minute now.
A new singer?
Yeah, replacing Miss Bennett, but not half as good.
Oh, I see Mr. Gordon there now.
Hello, Mr. Keene.
Hello, Skip.
Well, what's the word?
Skip, you may have to brace yourself for really bad news.
Dead, huh? Dead?
Yes, I'm afraid so. As the final sacrifice to a very selfish man.
Who? Forbes? Reeves? I'll kill whoever it was.
Steady, Skip. We'll see that justice is done.
Lola was such a swell kid.
Time for you to go on stage again, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, the show goes on. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your master of ceremonies again. About to introduce a rip-snorting arrangement of the hit of the season, Pistol Packin' Mama.
Mr. Keene. Mr. Keene.
Yes, Charlie, I'm coming.
The delivery man came. He's waiting for you.
Good, Charlie. I'll walk back with you.
If you want any help bringing it in, I...
All that noise. Come, let's find a quiet place. Go into this dressing room.
No. No. This was Miss Bennett's.
You don't believe in ghosts, Charlie.
Why, what do you mean?
Charlie, look at this wardrobe trunk with Miss Bennett's costumes.
Well, what about it?
She really had two trunks.
Two?
And when the express company came that night to deliver certain props, somebody ordered one of the trunks taken away.
Where to?
The address was already labeled on, just as on this one. It was sent to the next place where Miss Bennett was engaged to sing, the Skytop Club.
Who was responsible for that?
It's no mystery to me any longer. A very jealous man. Her former husband.
What?
I'm going to produce him in a minute. You stay here.
I'm staying nowhere.
Oh, yes, you are. I'm going out now to have the delivery man bring in that package for me.
Listen, Keene, I'm not staying.
You're going to watch me open Miss Bennett's second trunk. The one that went to the Skytop Club. I'm having it brought in.
I'm watching nothing.
We'll open the trunk right here in our dressing room. And just between ourselves, there are police stationed at every exit. The killer will never get out of this theater.
You found her in the trunk? Let me out of here.
No, you're staying right here. I'm locking you in this dressing room.
Keene. Mr. Keene.
Oh, hello, Skip.
I came off for a breather while the band is playing. What's up?
Well, Skip, my boy, it's too bad that Lola didn't meet somebody like you years ago. Unfortunately, the man she did once marry was insanely jealous and possessive. He couldn't bear to see her succeed where he had failed. She tried her best to help him, but... Well, I'd like you to know this much, Skip. She loved you for your generosity. She valued you above anybody in the world.
But who killed her? Who was the man?
A man she ran into again the moment she reached this theater, 3 weeks ago.
Darn it all. Those pistol shots.
Didn't you notice something peculiar then, Skip?
Hey, what do you mean?
One shot was nearer than any of the others.
Jeepers creepers, you mean?
It came from this dressing room.
Quick, get that door open. Right. Charlie, the doorman.
He shot himself.
Dead as a doornail. Mr. Keene, was he the guy?
Yes. Her former husband. And that's the way he killed Lola that night. He fired the pistol during the van number.
Charlie, a doorman.
An old and disappointed performer. He made the Palladium with the most tragic performance of his life.
And so ends the case of a girl who sang too well. Listen next week at the same time as Mr. Keene brings us another of his baffling cases, The Man Who Didn't Come Home.
I hope you enjoyed this latest Uncle Eric Presents episode. Stay tuned for the next exciting episode. Please check back often and make sure to subscribe to my podcast so you won't miss the new exciting episodes. In the meantime, scroll up or down to find other exciting episodes to listen to. Don't forget to visit UncleEric.com to see and listen to all the program categories and episodes. There are also hundreds of the old classic crime and detective television show episodes you can watch as well. They're a hoot to watch. That's UncleEric.com. If you like this episode, please consider buying Uncle Eric a cup of coffee at the support link below.
Thanks a million. Thanks for stopping by. Bye-bye for now.